With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. According to Iran's Revolutionary Guard, Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh has been assassinated in Tehran. Hamas is blaming Israel for the attack. Israel's vowed to kill Haniyeh and other leaders of Hamas over the group's October 7th attack on Israel that killed 1,200 people and saw some 250 others taken hostage. An Israeli military spokesman did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Hamas is saying that Haniyeh was killed in an airstrike on his residence in Tehran after he took part in the inauguration of Iran's new president. Iran gave no details on how he was killed. The guard said the attack was under investigation. There was no immediate reaction from the White House. The death comes at the same time the Biden administration is trying to force Israel into a ceasefire. Iran has been funneling money into the U.S. to fund anti-Israel, pro-Hamas demonstrations on college campuses. Also at SRNNews.com, the son of a Mexican drug kingpin pleads not guilty to drug trafficking charges.
Joaquin Guzman Lopez, a son of notorious drug kingpin El Chapo, pleaded not guilty to drug trafficking and other charges days after an astonishing capture in the U.S. Guzman Lopez and Ismael El Mayo Zambada, a longtime ringleader of Mexico's Sinaloa cartel, were arrested by U.S. authorities in the El Paso, Texas area last week. The Justice Department says both men, who face multiple charges in the U.S., oversaw the trafficking of tens of thousands of pounds of drugs into the United States, along with related violence. I'm Norman Hall.
Progress is slowly coming on one of California's largest wildfires, the Park Fire, 14% contained, after burning more than 386,000 acres since last Wednesday. It's bigger than Los Angeles and about 12 times the size of San Francisco. This is SRN News. Iowa's heartbeat law is now in effect.
Pro-life leaders are applauding Iowa's new six-week abortion ban, which went into effect Monday. Republican Governor Kim Reynolds said, quote, there is no right more sacred than life. Marjorie Dannenfeltzer with SBA Pro-Life America called it, quote, a historic day for Iowa. There are now 18 states nationwide with a law in effect protecting unborn children who have a heartbeat. Jeremy House, SRN News.
Voice of the Martyrs reports the destruction of a newly laid foundation for a church building in Nepal. The ministry says two pastors leading a group of 17 growing churches are in danger. After Hindu radicals destroyed the church foundation, they identified the two pastors as, quote, active evangelists who are promoting Christianity, end quote, and they threatened them with physical harm. Christians in Nepal routinely face harassment and persecution. This is SRN News. Disneyland employees vote to ratify new contracts.
The contracts include wage hikes and changes to sick leave policies after months of negotiations. Workers, including ride operators, candy bakers, and parking attendants, voted to ratify the three-year contracts. Unions representing 14,000 workers say the move will bump the minimum base wage to $24 an hour this year. The deal was reached after workers at Disney's California theme parks and resort areas authorized a potential strike. Disney welcomed the vote and says it values its workers. John Scott reporting.
The director of Project 2025 stepping down. Each election year, the group releases a plan for the government. This year, the Democrats tried to link the plan to the Trump campaign. Former President Trump says he is not connected to the group. His campaign issued a statement Tuesday saying reports of Project 2025's demise would be greatly welcomed. More details at SRNNews.com.